thirsty? The bartender asked, as I entered the surprisingly spacious area behind the bar. I nodded my head. I watched as the bartender lowered the wide-mouthed, empty wine glass down in front of him, and with his free hand, tucked his cock down into the mouth of the glass. It was thickening as he did so, but far from fully hard yet. He picked up the bottle of rosé, put the mouth of it against the tip of the wine glass, and began to pour the pinkish-hued elixir down over his cock and into the clear glass, filling it up around his fat shaft. "Come and get your drink, then," he said, putting the bottle aside and holding on to the glass at his waist, filled with wine and cock. I stepped up in front of him, squatted down, feeling my sticky, cum-soaked thighs part wide. I took the glass from his hand, held it in place, and with my free hand, gripped the base of his cock and slowly slid it up out of the liquid. His shaft was thicker now, hardening, beads of wine trailing down his cock, collecting at the tip and dripping into the glass. I leaned forward, setting the glass aside, placing my tongue under his tip to capture those cool, tangy drops on my tongue. I licked the wetness off his cock slowly, feeling empowered by the act and the feel of his cock stiffening with each lick. I wanted this to be seductive and slow. But then a scream split the air, startling me, causing me to look up wide-eyed into the calm stare of the bartender, who was unfazed by the outburst. It took me a second to realize it was a woman's cries of pleasure. And when I relaxed, I noticed, looking up as I was, that I could see the top of your head over the bar, rocking rhythmically back and forth. I could only guess that your dick was being fucked into something, or someone. Most likely the mouth of one of the women I'd left you with to get some cock of my own, which I then sucked deeper into my mouth. Thoughts rushed through my head as I sucked the bartender's thick, hard cock. It's not that it wasn't sexy to be sucking him, but that's something I did instinctively well. I wasn't as good as stopping the naughty thoughts racing through my mind. Thoughts about how his dick is the first ever cock I've tasted at an orgy. His thick, wine-soaked cock will always hold that place in my memories. And it was a fine cock to go down in my own personal history books. I also thought about how no one really knew I was down behind the bar with a strange man's cock slipping and sliding along my tongue. How sneaky that was. And how fun. How even you couldn't see the full view of me. I wondered if you were thinking about what I was doing back here. I knew you knew I'd be sucking him. You know how I love the taste of cock. I could hear a few of your moans, too, and that urged me on to suck him deeper. Something in me wanted him to come so I could see you sooner, see the pleasure on your face. As if the bartender sensed that my thoughts were of you. He slid his cock out of my mouth, pulled me upright, and bent me slightly forward over the low counter behind the bar. I was directly across from you, and from the view of the room and the others getting fucked. There was no hiding what I was up to now. And I was right. You were fucking the mouths of those sluts. I could hear them from the other side of the bar, down on their knees, slurping on your cock. I could see the hunger in your eyes as you watched the bartender step in beside me, and my body jerk forward as his thick dick slammed up into my pussy. I couldn't help but moan. It was a rough entry, but that was mainly due to his size. And I know you liked the way I groaned when my pussy took a good pounding. So did I. You leaned further forward to get a better view, and I could hear the sound of one of the women choking on your cock you pushed in so deep at that angle. "You like his cock, babe?" you asked me, and I nodded. "Yes, yes." "You like everyone watching you get fucked?" you asked. And I thought you were just saying that for my benefit, to turn me on. And I looked up and noticed that a lot of the partygoers were indeed watching me get fucked by the bartender. And watching you get sucked off too, of course. I guess it had something to do with us being first-timers. "They're watching you too, babe. And you love it," I said. I saw your eyes slightly flutter at that thought. You liked being watched just as much as I did, which is how we ended up here in the first place. "Fuck yeah, I do," you growled, reaching up to cup the back of my head and bringing me in close for a deep kiss over the bar. We continued to kiss, moaning and dirty talking into each other's mouths as I was fucked from behind and you fucked two hungry mouths, until we were both coming and I was getting filled with another load of hot spunk from a stranger at an orgy. I took the glass of wine that had been cock-stirred with me as I rounded to the front of the bar, thanking the bartender for the fucking and hearing him chuckle loudly when I did, calling me a breath of fresh air. That struck me as odd, since the idea was to be an easy fuck and an orgy. But then you were taking my hand and leading me around again. We watched couples fuck. We kissed. I was feeling much more comfortable, smiling at men stroking their cocks, in awe of women moaning and taking multiple cocks, and some of all of that combined. I saw your eyes grow wide when you watched a man being ridden by a woman's pussy, another woman between his legs tonguing his balls, and yet another straddling his face with her snatch. You left me to go get some water, winking and telling me not to do anything you wouldn't do while you were gone. I figured you'd find some trouble of your own, but I didn't mind. My attention was focused on a woman straddling a man on the couch, frantically riding his dick and moaning that she was going to come. He encouraged her, bucking up into her slightly, but she was the real hellcat. The sounds of her thighs clapping down against him were loud, even over the music and all the other erotic sounds in the room. Soon enough, her body was heaving and convulsing, her wild hair whipping from side to side as she doused his cock with a gallon of pussy squirts. He looked up and locked his eyes on mine as the woman slid off his dick and moved on to another. I couldn't take my eyes off his massive dripping pole and thought about how I had yet to ride a cock tonight. And I so love riding a cock. He motioned for me to come forward and step between his big thighs. I could tell he wanted it cleaned off, but I wasn't sure I was ready for that yet. Oh, I knew an orgy meant there'd be women there, and I wasn't against some breasts in my face or feminine hands on me. But I wasn't yet at the point where I'd relish the thought of licking another woman's cum off a cock, even as magnificent as his was. I heard the bartender's voice against my ear. "Go on and ride him then," he said, somehow reading my thoughts and sending an unspoken message to the man with the big wet dick on the couch, who just shrugged and patted his thighs in an invitation for me to climb on. I briefly looked around the room for you, but didn't see you, and I didn't want to give up the chance to ride this dick while it was still hard. His lap was soaked with cool wetness from the woman's orgasm. That I didn't mind. It was extra wet and slick. Made me feel dirty, which I liked. I held onto his shoulders, straddled his thighs, gripped the base of his cock, and fed it slowly into my cum-filled pussy. He groaned, feeling how gooey my hole was. "Yes, fuck yes," he growled. I started to ride him. Not wildly, like the woman he'd just fucked. Slow and deliberate, mostly because his cock was so big and I needed a bit of time to adjust. "Good girl. That's a lot of cock for a first-timer," the bartender whispered against my ear, with a hint of praise in his voice. That sent a shiver down my spine. I sank down deeper on the big dick, showing off how I could handle it. Fuck it deep. And it felt good. Even better when the man I was riding gripped my ass cheeks and began helping me ride him. We were drawing attention, and I liked that. He tweaked my nipples and smacked my ass to make me squeal, causing even more interest from the crowd. The bartender rubbed my back up and down in a soothing gesture, and even dipped a finger all the way down, slide down between my ass cheeks to rub against my tight asshole as I rode the behemoth under me. That felt extra dirty, too. More orgy goers moved closer to watch, although most just continued their fucking of each other. But they too were watching us like live porn. I felt the fingers against my asshole slip away, and then a hand grip my hair and tug my head back, way back. I thought it was the bartender at first, but it was you. Well, you looked upside down, bent back as I was, but it was definitely you. Your gaze was hungry. "You're being such a slut," you growled, leaning down to kiss me from above, your free hand grabbing my breasts. I could feel the tip of your cock against my back. It was warm and wet, and I moaned. "You fucked a slut, didn't you?" I asked. You nodded, smiling down at me hungrily. "But not the best one," you groaned, pushing me forward onto the man I was riding. I could feel the head of your cock against my pussy. We'd talked about this, too, before we decided to attend this orgy. About what if two men wanted in me? What if someone wanted up my ass? We both said that wasn't something we wanted the first time, but we left it open. Now, as I could feel the need in you, hear your ragged breasts against my ear, the urgency of your cock pushing against my opening, which was way too stuffed with another cock to let you in easily. I wanted this. I wanted to, as you said, be the best slut. The bartender was back at my side, watching, whispering for me to relax. Let them in. You can take them. You want their cocks, don't you? I nodded at him, moaning, and then he added, "That's it. Open wide. Open wide." It was something I never expected, to be coached through taking two cocks. But it was so fucking hot. I wanted to please him now, to show off, to let them in as he'd said. Your cock had finally pushed past the tight resistance of my pussy, already so full of cock. And both you and the man whose lap I was sitting on let out a deep sigh, feeling each other both inside me. You pushed in slow, noticing me tense as I got fuller and fuller with cock. You good, baby? You asked breathlessly against my ear. I love that you took the care to ask that, even though I knew it'd likely be torture for you to stop if I'd said that I wasn't. I don't think I've ever seen you look so consumed by desire. Don't stop. Please don't stop, was all I said in reply. You gasped at my eagerness and began to thrust your hips against me, into me, pushing me deeper down on the other man's big cock. He's so big, babe. So big, you growled. You've got his big dick and mine inside you. Yes, I moaned. You knew I loved it when you told me dirty things as we fucked, and this banter was driving me wild, especially since I knew you could recognize just how full my pussy was with cock, how extra tight it was around your shaft. Everyone knows what a slut I have now, baby. They know. They know. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Hearing you whisper that against my ear was the spark that caused the flame. I let go then, allowing my pussy what she needed to grip these two cocks tight and milk them for cum. I threw my head back and let out a deep moan, actually hearing a few claps from around us and a catcall. Then my head was turned to the side, and a familiar cock shoved into my moaning mouth. Drink up. That's it. Drink up and come on those cocks. It was the bartender's cock in my mouth, his urgent plea, his cock pulsing on my tongue, spurts of his cum flowing into my mouth, filling up my cheeks, dripping down from out of the corners of my lips. Fuck, where did he get such another huge load? I sucked him hard for cum, missing out on the first time I'd tasted him and wanting it all this time, all while in the throes of the wildest orgasm I'd ever had, being filled up by two cocks at once. And that didn't go unnoticed by me either, that I was the pussy that made that big man I was riding finally come. Maybe I am the best slut here. The aftermath of that threesome, or maybe it was a foursome, was a bit of a blur. My trembling body was picked up and settled down onto the couch, my legs limp and spread wide, you at my side also trying to gain your composure. Between my legs, someone was licking cum from my pussy, and I looked down to see the wild squirter woman cleaning me up. I didn't have the energy to do anything but smile down at her in appreciation. The bartender was back serving drinks. The party was still going strong. But you and I had had our fill for this first time. It was one hell of a high note to exit on, and we both got dressed. But before we were about to leave, you mentioned that we should probably thank our host. I nodded, eager for an introduction to the man who'd opened his home up to such delights. You walked over to the bar, getting the bartender's attention, assumably to ask where the host was hiding out. Then you said, "Thanks for having us. Me and my girl had a great time," you said to him, and my mouth opened wide in shock. So much made sense now. The bartender shook your hand, then coming out from behind the bar, he walked up to me, kissed me on the lips in front of you. A deep tongue kiss that lasted longer than some of our most passionate kisses. He cupped one breast and gave it a slight squeeze, then smiled at me, then you. "You're both welcome back, anytime," he said. And with my fingers pressed against my well-kissed lips, we walked out of our first orgy, your voice trailing in my ears about how the host never plays at his parties and that this was a first for him, which was why everyone was watching us. That made me smile wider. I guess I made you and him proud tonight. I wanted to go home and fuck and hear all about your adventures at the orgy and share mine. I knew we were in for days, even weeks, worth of fucking on the memories we'd made tonight. And to be honest, I was already eager to make some more future orgy memories.